Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the latest news on Sunday the 19th of March, 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week we have two new writing systems, Marchen, an abugida that was developed from the Tibetan script in about the 7th century AD and was used until the 10th century to write Jangjong, an extinct Sino-Tibetan language that was spoken mainly in Western Tibet, and Hatran, an abugida that was used in what is now northern Iraq to write Hatran Aramaic, a Middle Aramaic dialect that was spoken in northeastern Mesopotamia from about the 3rd century BC to the 3rd century AD. We have a new constructed script called Badlit Anitum, which was created by Ace Paloma as an alternative way to write Filipino. There are new language pages about Tajil, a Celebic language spoken in central Sulawesi province in Indonesia, and Nagaibak, a variety of Tatar spoken in the Chelyabinsk Oblast in the southwest of the Russian Federation. On the Omniglot blog, there's a new post about script families, about how writing systems can be grouped into families, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Mutta samalla itte mie en oo porisu se kavereiden kanssa melkein ollenkaan. Ja vasta sitten kun me tavasin vaimoni, joka on Suomesta, niin silloin ja sai kleppiä sitten, niin silloin me alkoi.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in northern Sweden and northern Finland. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Futunan, or Faka Futuna, a Polynesian language spoken on the islands of Futuna and Alofi in the French territory of Wallis and Futuna in the southwest Pacific Ocean. In this week's adventure in etymology, we're finding out what links the words kith and kin with words like cunning, uncouth, gnome, gentle, genius, and engine. On the Celtiadir blog, there's a new post about words for bright lights and related things in Celtic languages, and there's a new Celtic Pathways podcast about words for shamrock and clover and related things in Celtic languages. I also made improvements to the Bardic alphabet, or Coilbren a Bairdh page. And here's a little song I wrote this week called Upside Down that goes something like this. What do you do when the world's all askew and everything's out of its place? Nothing is right, and try as you might, you just can't stand the pace. Upside down and downside up, back to front and front to back. Inside out and outside in, it puts you in a spin. What do you do when your life's in a stew and nothing is going your way? It's all too much to handle or touch, and you don't know what to say. Upside down and downside up, front and front to back, inside out and outside in, it puts you in a spin. What do you do when you're feeling blue and nothing makes any sense? Maybe a song or a smile will help to make you feel less tense. Upside down and downside up, back to front and front to back. Inside out and outside in, it puts you in a spin. Upside down and downside up, back to front and front to back. Inside out and outside in, it puts you in a spin. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.